It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hopes rise for an end to violence in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says world leaders meeting in Munich have agreed to a nationwide cessation of hostilities in Syria to begin in 1 week. Kerry told reporters that the cessation of hostilities will not apply to terrorist groups, including the Islamic State and al-Nusra, who could still come under attack.
This progress has the potential, fully implemented, fully followed through on, to be able to change the daily lives of the Syrian people.
The support group also agreed to accelerate and expand the delivery of humanitarian assistance to Syria. A United Nations task force will oversee aid delivery. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Thursday that the NATO alliance may become a member of the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group. Carter told reporters at a meeting of more than two dozen defense ministers in Brussels that NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg was exploring the possibility. Carter said NATO would bring the alliance's experience in building partner capacity and training ground forces. All of NATO's 28 member states are already in the anti-Islamic State alliance. South Sudan's president Salva Kiir has reappointed his rival Riek Machar as vice president. That appears aimed at ending the country's civil war and fulfills a condition of peace agreement reached in August. It basically restores the presidency to where it was before fighting erupted just over 2 years ago. For more on that, check our website. It's voanews.com. And this is VOA News. Brazil.